This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
This is the true story of a New York City boy with big town hopes and small neighborhood dreams of becoming BFFs with the Real Housewives and other Bravo celebrities. Then, one day, that dream actually came true. Let me take you behind the velvet rope.
Hey everyone, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. Let's just get right into it today because we are joined by the one, the only, Mr. Luke Gulbrandsen.
How you doing, brother? How you doing, my man?
How are you? Now, do I hear something in the background? Like you're at your lake house, right?
Yeah. I'm at my lake house. I'm currently shoveling. Actually, we just got a bunch of snow, which sucks because I flooded the hockey rink out on the lake last night, and I was ready to go skating today, and I woke up to snow, and so much for enjoying the fresh ice. Now I have to shovel it all off, or I probably plow it with the wheeler and then shovel it off again. But yeah, got to the lake house a couple days ago, drove here from New York, trying to be responsible, you know what I mean, with COVID and everything. Got a few tests like 3 days in a row before I came home, all negative, thankfully. And then did the like 19-hour drive here. So here I am.
How is now, you know, like I think when people, well, at least when I think of you, to think of you shoveling like snow at the lake house, I'm picturing you in, I mean, in flannel and like jeans and like a flannel and a heavy like LL Bean type coat.
You know what? You couldn't be more right.
Really?
However, it's like 25 degrees right now. So it's a bit warm. So I've got like, I've got my jeans on, a hooded sweatshirt. I just got rawhide gloves with some, you know, like leather gloves with fur in them, or not fur, but like insulation in them, and my Sorels, and I'm good to go.
Well, that's good. So you were, I know the last time, like I know last week or two, a few weeks ago, you were in New York and we were going to try to do this. So like, where have you been? Like you've been splitting your time between like New York and your lake house.
Yeah. So, I mean, ever since we filmed, yeah. I've been in New York. But I was in Minnesota pretty much, from last March up until like mid July.
Okay.
I came home because of COVID, clearly, because people started fighting over toilet paper and everything else. And I was like, you know what? I'm out. If my work like had shut down outside of running my business, like coaching hockey was not happening because of COVID. And I was like, I'm out of here, man. When people are fighting over toilet paper, I'm just going to go to the lake house. If I need to live off the land, I can find a way. You know what I mean? I felt just like, I was like, if I need to get toilet paper, I can, it's a little easier there than it is here, et cetera. You know, I just didn't want to deal with the bullshit. And
I don't blame you.
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, I don't know. It's just a bit crazy. And I was like, why be with millions of people when I can be by myself in the woods during this? So I came here and then I ended up renovating my lake house and turning it into a year-round home. So now that's why I'm out here now. Otherwise, it was seasonal. So I used my downtime during COVID to basically I gutted the whole place and rewired and insulated, put new windows in, and did shiplap, wood beams, recessed lighting, custom lighting I did myself with out of old 4x4s that I found on a playground. I cut them and ran wire through them and hung Edison bulbs out of them and did the floor. I mean, I did a bunch of shit. I mean, it took me about 5 months or 4 months of work, you know. But I love the work. So it was honestly real. I mean, as much as COVID sucks, I hate it. I mean, I don't, you know, I think everybody's kind of over it, but it was a good time for me to come home and get some shit done.
Well, like the last time we spoke to you, you'll have to send me pictures because you were renovating the lake house. I mean, I don't know if you remember saw it and you like ended up giving us a tour and it looked like it was coming along great.
yeah, no, it definitely came along great, man. And I'll definitely send you some pictures.
And now it's done? Like, that's it? You have nothing left to do?
Oh, no. Oh. It's never done. I mean, I did a lot. I built the fireplace. I installed the fireplace, you know, with just the electric. I mean, shit, your demolition work takes time, just pulling thousands of nails out of your walls, you know. And anyway, it's a lot of work. But I'm redoing the kitchen and the bedroom and the bathroom. I mean, you know, the bathroom and stuff, it's nice. I just want to make it mine. You know, I want to put like a steam shower in and lots of rock and wood in the bathroom. And then like my kitchen, I want to put slab wood countertops in with real tile floors and stuff.
Wow. But
I'm going to be putting a new addition on. So instead of getting after it and doing all that, I might just wait, because where the bedroom is now, I'm going to open that all up. And I think that's going to be like a dining room or rec room off the living room. And then I'm building like a 3-stall garage and vaulted ceilings with wood beams and shit like that up towards my road. And then, yeah, the so it'll be like new house connected to what was once the old cabin, but you know, it's going to be cool. But I got toys. I've got, you know, tools and motorcycles and boats and shit. And you got to have a place to put them. So you need garages, right?
This is true. What about like everything else? Like, what about your jewelry line? How's that going?
It's going good. Thanks for asking. Busy, actually. Really busy. I was just in the shop. I mean, before I came on with you, I was dealing with shipping, and with the holidays, you know, it's kind of a pain in the ass. Everything's behind. But I was able to get everything done. It set me back for our phone call. So I apologize. But I was able to get that done. Jewelry stuff is busy. I was so excited. Today, I had a knock at my door, and I got my shipment of my fragrances, my men and women's fragrances. So I'm super, super happy. They look great, like everything. And I started this in June now, right? This whole process of creating the fragrance, choosing the bottle, like choosing the spray pump, like creating your design of your boxes, and coming up with the names of the scents and everything. And to get that in the mail today, and to see the finished product, was so rewarding. I was just smiling from ear to ear, man. I was really happy. I mean, it's a really good product. The scents are great. The packaging's great. Everything is, it's just all the work that went into it to finally have it. And, you know, I've never created a fragrance before. I didn't know left from right when it came to where to start even with it. Fortunately, I had some great people help me, along the way. But you know, when you accomplish something that, you know, you didn't, like I said, I didn't know anything about it. And to be able to have a better understanding of it now, but have the product in your hands, it's just like, holy shit. Like it just felt really good, man. It felt really good. Now I need to get it in the hands of everybody out in the world. Cause they're really good scents, and I'm excited about it.
How did you go into, like, that's like an offshoot of your jewelry business? Like, and today was the first day you actually saw the bottles. You've never seen it until today.
Yep. I mean, I'd seen pictures on a computer of what the bottles would look like. And I came up with designs, you know, it was back and forth with designers and bottle people, and even like just the spray pump, like who thinks about like the pump on the bottle, you know what I mean? But all the little details, I've always wanted a fragrance. It was funny because I was on a podcast, I think it was with Hannah.
Yeah.
And, somebody had heard me, a fan of the show, had heard me talking about how I've always wanted to have a men's and women's fragrance. And, so he contacted me, and I was like, oh, who's this, you know, scam artist? What the hell's going on here? Right. And, he wasn't. He was on the metro over in Europe, and him and his wife, are big fans of the show, and he heard the podcast, and he happened to work for a fragrance company. And, that's kind of how it all started.
It's really
absolutely crazy. Yeah. I was fortunate enough to work with some of, the best people in this business in creating, scents for men and women. And, we came up with some really good stuff. So, it was awesome. It's just, the process is done now. And like I said, now I just need to get the product in the hands of everybody.
Does that ever shock you? Like, you know, the power of reality TV, like the person's listening, obviously, cause you know, it's you and Hannah and they're a fan of the show, and look at now you have a fragrance. Like that's crazy.
Yeah. No, listen, this is my whole life though, brother. I, I never planned on being a model. I never planned on acting. I never planned on doing reality TV. I never planned on doing jewelry. I was going to school to be a doctor, you know, and one thing led to another. And, you know, I literally count my blessings every day.
I was going to say, are you just one of...
I feel extremely lucky. I work hard, but I'm very, also very lucky, very fortunate. So,
I was going to say, are you just one of those, like, as hard as you work, are you just one of those, like, charm people? Like, it seems like it all works out for you.
Well, listen, man, my life wasn't easy. I can tell you that. So, I mean, to this day, like, I've never had anything given to me or handed to me. So, but I've been, all I know is that,
fortunate.
Like, you know, they always say God's plan. And I always think that, I just kind of go with the flow and roll with the punches. And, you know, I do work extremely hard and, you know, I've been fortunate enough to be able to create like hobbies and things I do into businesses. And, you know, right now I'm creating my first feature film and I never thought I'd be doing that. And I'm in the process kind of like with this fragrance. It was like, you have day one, you find a way and then you go to your next step and the next step and the next step. And I've been working on this movie for 3 years now and we're finally in a place where, you know, we're far along in the process. That's all I can say.
Wow.
And I'm excited about it. And it just, me and a buddy from acting class, you know, he did some stuff on a major network on a series for a while. And, you know, who he met through that and who I've met, just one thing led to another. And, we created a short film that turned into a feature. And now we're in the process of dealing with our director and getting things going. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's, yeah, but you know, it was just two kids in acting class, you know.
What are,
that's all.
Just are you going to be in this movie also, or are you just kind of behind the scenes?
Yes. No. I'll be in it. I will be behind the scenes. I'm producing it. But I also am acting in it, and I helped create the storyline in the very beginning, and then I brought on a friend of mine to help my buddy who I created this with write it, and then we had some people. In Hollywood that have been pretty very successful, I should say, writers, script doctor for us and stuff to get it to where we wanted it. And even now, working with our director, it's like we're still making changes to things, just wow. creating character, more character for some of the roles, you know. Yeah, building on to their characters and stuff. So, you know, when you bring a director on, they have their input too. We're pretty much done with that process. Now we're dealing with other things. So, but it's all good. Yeah.
Isn't that the great thing about the entertainment business though? And that, like, you know, you just never know. You could go from wanting something to happen to really just overnight everything works out, you know? I mean, of course it's hard work and everything. Like, I'm not taking that away, but I'm just saying, like,
oh no, 100%. So basically, it's fascinating. One thing, I'm put. Sorry if you can.
No, you're fine.
Okay, because I'm.
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm.
I can hear the snow, and I can hear you shoveling. Well, I can hear you shoveling, okay. Right. I can hear you.
Okay. Okay. Good. All right. Because otherwise I'd have to stop, and I'm trying to get this shoveled so I can play hockey tonight.
No, that's fine. I get it. Trust me.
One thing that, you know, I've been fortunate enough with my career with managers and people that have had strong influences on the choices I make and the things I do. Something that they always told me was, you know, a lot of people give up, and then when they give up, you know, they go off and do their thing. But that's why you find a lot of actors from, I don't know, let's say Australia or England or wherever. And they're like, you know, the American dream that we have to like get married and have kids and have a family at some point. Like, people are like, oh my God, I'm not doing that, or time's going by. So then they stop chasing their dream, where people in other countries, they don't have that mentality and they just don't give up on the dream, and then they find success. So it was always like, I'm just going to keep going and keep going and keep going because I love it. And you know what, if I'm living off ramen noodles and I don't know, like in a cheap ass apartment the rest of my life or whatever, then so be it, because I love what I do. So not giving up and being determined, I think, is really important. But yeah, I don't know. Did that answer your question?
Yeah, no, it did. And I also, I think that's a good attitude. You know, I mean, I think as Americans, especially New Yorkers, most people you know, it is sad in a way. Like, I'm not judging anyone, but I think most people don't have that. Most people are like, I'm going to sell out because I want the money, and that's great. But then, you know, you're 20 years in and you're like, I wake up every day hating my life.
Hating your job. And listen, I'm not saying American people don't stop chasing their dreams. I'm just saying a lot of us in this country tend to be like, we need to have a wife and kids. Our time's flying by. Totally. You know, you got your parents being like, you need a real fucking job, you know, and you're, and I feel like, you know, maybe in Europe or other countries, people are like, yeah, cool. Like, you know, just go do your thing. Like, chase your dream. All right, man. You know, they don't have that pressure of mom and dad or anything coming down on them. So anyway, yeah.
Did you learn a ton about the fragrance business, like just from start to finish? Like, are you just like, wow, I just got a huge education in this? I'm feeling so good today. And I honestly think it's because of the Care of vitamins that I take every day. Care of is a wellness brand that makes it so easy to maintain your health goals with a customized vitamin plan that helps you feel your best today and supports you long term. It's so much fun. If you go to their website, you take their in-depth 5-minute online quiz. It really is fun. It asks you questions about your diet, your lifestyle, your health concerns, so that they can help you address your specific wellness goals. Your wellness goals and diet goals are not going to be the same as mine. Doing this quiz, you know what? It's really like a one-on-one consultation with a nutritionist, all without leaving your house. Now, when you're done, it recommends a specific vitamin and supplement plan for you. The vitamins, my vitamins and supplements came so quickly. They come in these cute little packets. So really, you know what to take each day. And what I love is the packets have these little quotes on them. So, you know, I'm all alone during COVID. I'm taking my vitamins, doing this show. But it's kind of like words of wisdom and encouragement. These quotes really are very self-affirming. So I love these little packets. It's so much fun. And the thing is, you know what? February is the perfect time to start with Care of, because look, we've all had those big, lofty New Year's resolutions. I didn't meet mine. Did you meet yours? New Year's resolutions don't have to be big. They could be small, little, impactful changes. I truly feel better since I started taking these vitamins and supplements through Care of, and I highly recommend you guys look into this. Now, let me tell you, by listening to this podcast, you get 50% off your first Care of order. You go to takecareof.com. That's takecareof.com. Takecareof.com, and you enter the code VELVET50. You got to enter the code VELVET50. If not, you're going to take the quiz. You're going to have fun. Your vitamins are going to arrive. You're going to take them. They're going to have the cute little sayings on the packet. And guess what? You're not going to get 50% off. So go to takecareof and enter the code VELVET50. And you get 50% off your first order. I feel so much better. I'm happy. I have more energy. Whatever your goals are, just take the quiz. It really is fun, and they will give you a plan that is best suited for you. Again, takecareof.com, enter code VELVET50, and start feeling better today. All thanks to Care of vitamins and supplements.
Oh, 100%. 100%. Absolutely. If you're going to get involved in business, you got to understand it, right? So I would try and be a sponge every time I was on the phone talking to the people that were helping me along the way. And I asked a lot of questions trying to understand it. So, you know, and it's just a process, and you learn as you go. It's awesome. I love learning things, you know, that's like my jam. I love to learn new things. I think the more you know about everything in life, like the more knowledge you have, the more powerful you are as a person. I love learning, and that's something that I try and take pride in.
Totally. And as far as your jewelry business, I don't know where I saw this, but did you just make a ring for Danielle Olivera recently, or did I see that on
I did.
Or did you tell me that? Like, yeah, why do I know that? Someone told me that.
Yeah, maybe I told you. I don't know.
Maybe.
I'm not exactly sure, but I did make a ring for Danielle, and it's actually really awesome. I did. So she wanted
How is Danielle doing these days?
I think she's doing really good. I think she's doing really good. At least I saw her not too long ago. We were watching football, and we had beer and wings, and she seemed to be doing really good. She seemed really happy. So
that's good. Have you been out to like? Have you been out to the Hamptons through any of this? Like after filming, you know, now that it's like, have you spent any of your time in COVID in the Hamptons, or you haven't been there since?
No, I have not. I've been in the city the whole time. I have to work, so I mean, I'm at the hockey rink and I'm running my business and stuff. But I don't have time to. I don't have time for play, I should say.
What about like? Because you had never gone to the Hamptons like before Summer House, right? Was that like your first time there ever, really?
I mean, I had, for work, I went out there, I did a shoot for, I shot for Italian Vogue. I did the cover of Italian Vogue and a story with Stephen Klein out there.
Oh, wow. It was
a lot of fun, actually. I mean, that was years ago, but he has a very, very beautiful piece of land and property out there in Bridgehampton. And we shot out there and, it was such a treat. He was a great guy. So great to work with him. And it was just a ton of fun. And that was the only time I had been there. I hadn't been there since until I started filming Summer House.
Well, Stephen Klein is kind of major.
Yeah, he's definitely well known in photography, fashion, and everything. Yeah, he's a great guy. I've been fortunate to work with some pretty cool people in that business, and he's one of the coolest people I worked with.
Have you become like a Hamptons boy after two summers out there? Like, do you love the Hamptons now, or are you just kind of like, no, just get me to just get me to my lake house and I'll be happier?
I mean, I'm going to be a Minnesotan for the rest of my life. I love the lake and I love the woods and I love nature, but the one thing I really that I find I connect with a lot in the Hamptons is it reminds me a lot of home with the local people there, not the city people that travel out there, but
right. The
local businesses and the local people are spectacular. They're such good people. They're so kind, so generous. You know, there is like a small town vibe, and you know, I really enjoy that. I feel like the people there are a lot like the people where I'm from, so I connect with them and I find comfort in that. And then I also think that the Hamptons it's really beautiful. You know, I love nature and, you know, I go for runs out there and stuff when I'm out there and the roads out there when you're going for a run and everything. They're just beautiful. You see deer and wild turkey and stuff. And it's just, it's something that I really enjoy. So as much as, you know, the Hamptons can, you think about the glamour and the ritzy side of things. It's pretty when it comes to nature and it's got some amazing like blue collar people that are out there. I don't know. I find I connect a lot with them and I find comfort in that, like I said. So I really enjoy that. I mean, you know, it's a fun place to be, but it's also got good, it has good people and it's really beautiful. So
I would agree with that. Yeah, I think a lot of people who haven't been to the Hamptons forget that there's this whole, and there's a lot of people that live there year round, you know, it does have a small town feel, you know, like the schools are small and the towns are so cute. Yeah.
100%. The towns are really great. And, you know, like I said, the people seem to be, you know, small business, just hardworking, blue collar people, super genuine, super nice and caring people. And I love that. Like I said, it reminds me of home.
Do you have like a favorite part of the Hamptons, like between like Bridge, Sag, South? Like, do you have a favorite part?
I mean, I don't know. I feel like I said, the lay of the land, the homes and the nature and stuff are so beautiful. It doesn't really matter where you're at out there. I feel like I like it all. I do like, anytime I'm on my Harley cruising, just on those roads out there. And, you know, if I can get by the water somewhere, I really enjoy that. You know, I haven't been out to Montauk a whole lot, which, you know, with COVID and everything, it's like, I haven't really had that opportunity. But I'd like to get out there. I think I'd go fishing for some tuna, do shit like that. And that would be awesome. That would probably be my favorite part.
Yeah, I haven't been out there. This is like the longest I've ever gone without being out there myself, you know?
Really?
Yeah, well, I mean, well, I didn't go out at all this summer. You know, it was just, you know, like I think a lot of people that I know went there at the beginning of COVID and just haven't really been back since.
Oh, so many people have done that. And I don't believe I mean, who wants to be stuck in a city? Honest to God.
I mean, if you have a house out there, it makes sense. How did you first get involved in like going, like how'd you get involved in Summer House? I don't know if you ever told me this.
Yeah. I mean, I've met Kyle from being out in the city and he just asked about how to spend a summer in the Hamptons. And I was like, that sounds cool. And that's basically how it happened.
You're like, why not? Right.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I thought Kyle was a nice guy. He was a lot of fun and became a pretty damn good friend. And when he asked me about spending a summer and doing a summer house, I, you know, like I said, I come out of a relationship, a 3-year relationship. And it was, I was like, well, shit, why not do something different for once? You know, I feel like I could use that right now. So I just decided to try it. And that was it.
And it worked out so far.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a great group of friends out of the deal. And every summer I get to have a lot of fun with them, right?
Yes. Talk to me. I have not watched the whole thing yet, but I know a lot of my friends that have. But talk to me about the brilliant flight attendant. I'm like halfway through the first episode and I already love it. So that's on my list of things. So you were in flight attendant.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud. Or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to book a role. Yeah, so I filmed that last year, and you know, I think with COVID it set things back a bit, but yeah, I was fortunate enough to book a role, and early on when they were filming, and it was fun, man. I mean, the storyline's great, the writing's great, the acting's great, everything about it is really great. I think the show's going to do very well, from my understanding, from what I read. And from what I've heard from people is that it is doing very well. So
that's
amazing. I'm super happy for everybody involved. You know, I wish them nothing but success with it. And I'm enjoying watching it.
Well, everyone that I know that has watched has loved it. So there you go.
Awesome. That's good to hear.
It's on my agenda. Like, you know, I'm going to get to it. I literally am halfway through the first episode. I'm like, this is great. I'm hooked, but I just need to like, what was working with Kaylee Cuoco like?
Kaylee's great, man. I mean, clearly I had never met her up until we worked together, and I had a ton of fun working with her. You know, she's clearly super talented. So, you know, being on set with her and just watching her work was awesome. But, you know, she was a super kind person, very nice. We talked a lot about just, you know, ring making, woodwork, shit like that. Her husband, she said her husband does a lot of that stuff, which is pretty cool. And, you know, Kaylee's really into saving animals and loves animals like so much, that I didn't really know that about her. And I got to understand that about her, which I think is awesome. She's just got a big heart and a good person, great actress. And, it was a ton of fun. We had a lot of fun when we were working together, I guess.
Did she just come in there like dripping of Big Bang money?
Big Bang money? Jesus Lord, I don't know. I don't pay attention to that shit. I show up and do my job, have fun. All that other stuff is irrelevant to me.
Well, that's because you're a nice, normal person. This is just where my sick mind goes.
Oh, that's funny. No, Kaylee was, like I said, she was really genuine, very nice. I mean, you know, I mean, look at all she does for my understanding with charities and helping, like, you know, with rescuing animals and stuff. And she just seems like she's got a really big heart and a very good person. So how she treated me and the type of person she is, I would say she's an awesome person. And I loved hanging out with her and working with her.
What about, like, what's one thing, like, just as an actor that you've, like, learned from her, like, or from this experience, like, you know, what did you take away? I mean, other than, you know, you were on doing a job, like, did you learn anything from flight attendant or working from her, with her?
Ah, man. I mean, not necessarily. You know, nothing I didn't already know. I mean, I've been acting for studying for a long time, but I feel like, you know, and I've done some things too. So it's, I feel like, I don't know. I mean, I don't really necessarily want to say I learned anything from her, but
right.
I had a lot of fun working with her, and I have a lot of respect for her.
That's good.
I have a lot of respect for her. She's a good actress.
She's a great actress. Do you ever, you know, like,
yeah, it's really great to see her in this role.
Well, I was going to say, it's such a different role from, like, Big Bang and from, like, comedy. You know what I mean? I think most people think of, like, Kaley Cuoco as, you know, just, like, a comedic actress, that this will show a different side of her, I think. You know?
Yeah. I mean, I think she's killing it. And everything I've seen, I think she's doing a really good job. So,
what about, are you the type, like, if you get a role acting opposite, you know, like a big name, or like you have to read with like a big name, are you the type to like get intimidated, or, you know, like, does that ever play into it? Like,
it
if
can
you got
be intimidating, but I think if
no, go on. I mean, I was going to say, like, if you got a, like, if someone said, like, you need to go read with like Al Pacino next week, would you be like, holy fuck? Like, I mean, I would be intimidated.
I'd be excited. I'd be like a little. I'd be like a little kid in the candy store. I could do, but that stuff. I mean, the only time I went in the room, and you know, you have to be able to work under any circumstance. But I didn't realize that I was going to be meeting Joel and Ethan, and so I walked in the room and I started reading for the fucking role, and Joel and Ethan were on the couch in front of me, and I about shit my pants.
Yeah, that's kind of a big deal. Now I think you're breaking up. Can you hear me?
I was, well, and I didn't do my best work, which with it was a, can you hear me?
Yeah.
I'm here. You hear me?
I lost you for like a minute. Yeah, I heard the shoveling. I lost you for a minute.
I'm in the middle of nowhere, so you got to remember my service is a bit spotty.
The fact that your service, I mean, because last time I saw your cabin, so the fact that your service is even this good is kind of a huge plot. You know what I mean? Like, I would have thought it would have been worse, to tell you the truth. Really, the worst service is in the Hamptons. Like, speaking of the Hamptons, I mean, it's just, right? Like, personally, I, like, have the worst service when I'm out in the Hamptons.
Yeah, the service can be a bit spotty out there, can it?
It is. What about just in terms of, like, if you don't get intimidated, like, who do you love is, like, at, like, if I said you could work with any actor or actress, like, who are your favorites, or, like, who would you love to work with?
Oh, wow. That's a wide open question. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm just happy to work. So if I'm, you know, I'm just happy to be on set, you know, and doing what I love to do. So I think anytime you're on set working is just good. So whoever you're working with, but if there's people that I tend to enjoy watching or stuff like that. I mean, I've always felt like Ed Norton's just a really great actor. You know, I grew up watching Westerns, so, you know, John Wayne and let's see here, who else here? I'm trying to think. John Wayne a ton, but then of course, like, I really enjoy, you know, when I grew up on Westerns and stuff, so I like, I mean, I tend to follow those genres of film, and I like, you know, I tend to like those actors. So I think Ben Foster, I like Jeff Bridges. I love Russell Crowe, Mel Gibson. I think Brad Pitt's a good actor. I enjoy him. You know, I thought Bradley Cooper, he's had some really great roles. I mean, there's so, you know, the thing is, there's so many people that are there, you know, you have to respect everybody's talent, but it's just a matter of my opinion on who you enjoy watching. But I think it comes more so down to the movie you enjoy watching. But I'd be happy to work with any of those guys. And then of course I'd be happy to work with Kaylee again. She's great, and it would be a lot of fun to work with her again. And then I'm trying to think, you know, it's for more of the females that I would enjoy working with. I mean, I think J-Lo would be a lot of fun to work with. Charlize Theron would be great to work with. And then, let's see here.
I love me some J-Lo.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't? She's a babe.
Even I can say that she's a babe. J-Lo is all that.
Yeah, she's totally a babe. You know, but like I said, at the end of the day, I think working with Kaylee is going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, my dad actually filmed this small movie up in my hometown. I mean, small town, but a big movie. It was called North Country, and he was a stand-in. He was working with Charlize, and he was giving me shit because he was working with her, and I'm, like, sitting in New York on the couch, you know, eating potato chips and drinking a beer.
Oh, my God. Funny.
So, yeah, that's why I say I'd like to work with her so I could give him some shit, you know what I mean?
You're like, wait a second, this is my career. Aren't I supposed to be the one working with Charlize?
Yeah, but you know what? He did a really good job. He's got a little cameo in that film, and he's definitely playing his part pretty damn good.
It's
fun to see. Yeah.
What about, like, when you go on, like, the set for, like, Flight Attendant, does anyone say, oh, my God, that's Luke from Summer House? Again, no, this man. Is where my mind goes.
No, nobody fucking cares. We're all there just doing our jobs, man. Nobody is, you know, at the end of the day, we're all just there to do a job, and that's to do our jobs and make a great, great show or a great film. And people weren't like that. No, I don't even think anybody there even knew that I was on Summer House. They just knew me as Luke, the guy that's playing Ethan.
Who doesn't know, like, what is Flight Attendant about?
Oh, wow. Well, I don't want people to watch it, to be honest with you, but Kaylee's character, I want to say she's a lot. So it's about clearly a flight attendant and a crazy thing that happens. And I don't know, you just have to watch and see and let it play out. Cause I don't want to give it away, but I can tell you that it's definitely very suspenseful, and the acting and the writing is very good. I mean, the show is well done, you know, watching it, just even the music and how they have the music going with everything, and the choices they've done with the score and stuff, I feel like is done very well. So just do yourself a favor and check it out.
Yeah. Listen, I've literally, the part I've watched so far, I'm like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
It's been great.
No, that's awesome. I'm glad you like it.
Yeah. I mean, like, well, the whole premise, just even from the trailer, is like, I knew you were in it, so I was like, okay, I'm going to check it out. But even if I didn't know that, the trailer it kind of draws you in, you know?
Yeah, no, it definitely is. I mean, listen, it's the people that are working on this stuff, they know what they're doing. And anything really HBO gets their hands on, I feel like, is done very well. So it usually does very well.
What type of, like, for TV, like, what type of TV do you watch? Like, what are your shows, like, or some of the shows you binge lately that you've liked?
Yeah, no, for sure. No, that's a really great question. Well, I'm the show Yellowstone is my favorite show in the world. It's just, I can never get enough of it. Kevin Costner and everybody involved with that show, it's done very well as well. I used to watch the show Hell on Wheels. It's no longer on. Loved it. Anson Mount's in it. Great show. I'm a huge fan now. Oh, I watch The Mandalorian, of course. I love that show. And then, the show Letterkenny. I can't get enough of Letterkenny. I love Letterkenny. I laugh my ass off every episode. I can't stop laughing. I think I've gotten, at least 25, 30 of my friends into that one. And then, of course, The Flight Attendant. I mean, but they can't state the obvious. I don't know, what else is there that I've been watching lately? I don't like to start something new because then I find myself not sleeping.
I get it.
You know what I mean? Then I'm like, shit, the next day I've been up till 5 a.m. binging the shit, and I don't want to binge it. I just want to go to bed. So those are the shows I'm watching right now, at least. And yeah.
Those are good ones. Do you watch, I mean, I don't even need to ask this question, but I'll ask anyway. Like, do you watch any reality TV?
Yeah, I mean, not so much. But I mean, I will just, you know, cause like, you know, I know Dolores. So I'll watch the Jersey, the Housewives a little bit if it's on. And then, yeah, if, you know, sometimes like I know the Southern Charm crew a bit from meeting them. So if I'm flipping through and it's on, I'll definitely put it on. You know, I like to support people, that I know, I guess. So
yeah.
Other than that, though, I don't watch a lot of reality TV. I don't know. I don't know. I just don't.
Where did you meet Dolores?
We actually met doing some like PR work. We were working on some promotional stuff together, and I met her there, and that's how it all started.
And you guys just bonded, and she's like as nice as you are, so you're two of the nicer folks on Bravo.
Yeah, she's just the sweetest, and she's another one that does a lot of charity work and gives back. You know, when you're put in a spot and you have the ability to make a difference in the world, God, you got to do it, man. And you know, she's another one that, you know, like I was talking about Kaylee doing work with animals and all the stuff that she does. And, you know, Dolores does so much charity work and stuff too, and tries to give back. And I just think it's great. And I don't know. I love that. Those are good qualities about people. You know?
Yeah.
Says a lot about them.
It is. I mean, Dolores does do a ton of charity work. Like, you're given this platform, and look, I mean, no one's forcing anyone to do it. And so when someone takes like all of their free time mostly and does it, you're just like, wow. You know?
And yeah, no, for sure. And you know, I don't know. I feel like everybody should be involved doing something when you have the ability to make a big difference or make any difference.
Totally. What about the boys from Southern Charm? Do you love hanging with them? They're fun.
Yeah. I mean, I had fun hanging with them when we hung out. They were super nice. I'd never met them before.
What about, speaking of Dolores, and yes, I think that's good that you keep Real Housewives of New Jersey on in the background when it's on. I mean, listen, it's good. It's going to come back. It's probably coming back right after Summer House, I would think, like soon.
I'm not sure, but I hope so.
Soon. What about like when you're in the Hamptons, like do you ever run into like the New York housewives, like Ramona, Luann, Bethany, Leah? Any of them? Did I lose you again?
I have not.
I'm sorry.
It'll come back.
No. You're back.
I'm here.
You've never run into any of them.
Nope.
What about, so speaking of, you say J-Lo is smoking hot, or whatever you said.
She is.
She is.
I'm just like half joking, but about like, you know, with working with her, because she's very talented, but she is a total babe. And I just think that, she is a babe.
Is J-Lo like your type? Like, what's your type? Like, what's your type of woman?
Yeah, I don't know if I can.
No, you like robots.
That's a what's that? What'd you say?
What is your type of woman? Sorry, what's your type? Like J Lo, since you say she's smoking. Like, what's your type of women? There are single women all around that are listening to this that would like to know.
I mean, I'll date any woman if I like her and she's a lot of fun and really cool. I think that's important. There's, you know, looks are important, but the type of person, you know, as you get older and you become more mature, you realize that when you're young, you date around and you have that connection with someone.
Totally. Totally. I mean, I would agree that the older we get, you know,
I like to hunt and do shit like that. And, you know, so some. You there?
Yeah. You cut out at the end. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I tend to date, I don't know. I feel like I date, I don't know. I feel like I tend to date brunettes, dark hair and dark skin, or more exotic, I should say, is what I tend to date. But I've dated plenty of blondes and blue eyes, so I don't know.
I was going to say, well, J-Lo fits that.
Yeah, my relationships that I've been in.
Have been usually, like dark hair.
Are usually exotic women, yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, I mean, listen, I 100% agree with you.
What about, you know, you're on like a hit Bravo show, you're in flight attendant, you've got a lot going on. I would assume there's a lot of ladies slipping into your DMs.
That's actually pretty funny. You know what? And I'm laughing because you're thinking that, but it, not so much. It's nothing extreme and nothing bad.
It's nothing like what I'm thinking, I guess.
No, probably not. I mean, what the fuck? I'm not that exciting. Come on.
I know, but you know, you just the power of TV. You're on a show that everyone wants to talk about, and
yeah, no. I mean, listen, the show is great, but I don't know. I'm just the Minnesota guy who likes to shovel snow on a hockey rink.
Yeah, but that's why people like you. It's because you're real. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Well.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, look, season 5 is upon us. We're here. What?
Oh yeah.
You know, so that's exciting, right?
Yeah. Oh, it is exciting. I actually was driving to Minnesota when everything, like when they released the trailer and announced the show. I was driving and I'm getting my Instagram went a bit crazy and I was getting messages from people and I was just driving. I didn't see the trailer. I wasn't able to do anything until like 12 hours later, I think, or wow. Something like that. But no, once again, it's, you know, it was a lot of fun. It was a great summer. I'm excited for the season. It was, you know, great to be able to be with that crew, to hang with friends and see everybody. And I'm from what the trailer looks like, I'm excited to see it. It's pretty crazy.
Do you watch it? I mean, like, I know you get the screeners, but you sit there and watch them when you get them, right? Like, you like to see how all the edits come out.
I actually hate watching myself on TV.
Really?
And a lot of time, yeah. And a lot of times I don't watch myself on TV.
Really?
If I do watch myself, it's because I need to answer questions when people talk to me.
Right. Do you hate
you
watching?
Know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you hate watching yourself like in actual projects like Flight Attendant 2, or is it just on reality?
I mean, it's always weird watching yourself, isn't it?
It's always weird
watching yourself.
I absolutely hate watching
my neighbor's dogs over here.
Oh, well, I hate listening to myself on this podcast. Like when I have to go through and listen for something, I literally cringe and I'm like, my voice drives me insane. And it's so I get it. I want nothing to do with listening to this podcast. So I understand.
I'm actually the same. I don't like listening to myself on podcasts. Sometimes I cringe.
Yeah.
If I hear myself and, you know, as far as, you know, watching the acting, I mean, of course you're going to see it at some point because you need it with, you know, you're going to end up seeing it, whether it's in your reel, whether it's somebody sends it to you, whether it's whatever. And, you know, hey, how you doing? You kind of need to, thanks, man. How you doing? Sorry.
No, it's okay.
Hey. Shit, what was I gonna tell you?
Well, like sometimes you have to watch it just for like the reel or like what's going on.
Oh yeah, you gotta watch it because you know you have to know what's going on. People start talking to you and you're like, oh yeah, that's right, I forgot about that. So you gotta pay attention.
That makes sense. Yeah. Now, I'm not looking for any secrets because I would love to watch the season unfold as it unfolds. But yeah,
I'm not giving you any secrets.
No, I don't want any secrets. I want to know how different an experience it was for you, you know, because this is summer house, quarantine house. So, like, that must have been a different experience filming it, right?
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, imagine being in a house with everybody and really not being able to leave, and you can imagine what would unfold with that, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's this show, there's a show Big Brother on CBS, and every summer this is exactly what it is, and the people go absolutely crazy. I mean, it's a little different because it's like a competition, but I would imagine that. Did you have any reservations in going back because it was like a quarantine house, or?
Not at all. No, not at all. I mean, it, you know, it's just hanging out with your friends. So you, if anything, you look forward to it. You know, I hadn't seen anybody cause I'd been home, you know, sitting at the lake. So for me, being able to be with friends again and kind of feel somewhat normal in that sense. Cause you know, I was alone by myself at the lake for months. So, so it was nice to be able to see everybody. And no, I was excited to get back.
Were you ready to get out of there at the end of it? Like, oh my God, you know, I was alone and now I, like, what's better, just being trapped alone, like you said, with yourself, or this experience of summer house with all these people?
I think you need a little of both.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Who got on your nerves?
We're social creatures, right? But
who got on your nerves the most?
I think everybody gets on everybody's nerves at some point. You know what I mean?
Are we going to be shocked as we watch the season, just in terms of, like, I mean, you don't have to say who, but, like, you know, just in terms
of
like relationships that change, you know what I mean? Just in terms of friendships, like, just people.
I think there's a lot of stuff that unfolds, and I definitely think you're just going to have to tune in to watch, but there's a lot of stuff that unfolds, and we'll see how it goes, but you definitely have to tune in to check it out.
Well, it's a really brilliant idea. Cause you know what I mean? Like, I think what we're doing is, like, for all of these shows, we're asking, like, well, how is that show going to film? How is that show going to film? You know, like, just, this is the world we live in. So the fact whoever kind of took the concept of summer house and said, wait a second, we can easily bring this back, just quarantine everyone in the house. It's kind of a brilliant idea.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think we're fortunate enough and lucky enough where, with our show and how things are, I, you know, being one of the first shows, I feel like to attempt to film during COVID, but, you know, we're able to do it just given to this, how our show plays out. You know what I mean?
Totally.
So
what can you tell us? No secrets, but what can you tell us about Sierra, the new girl?
She's a really, really great person. She's beautiful. And like I said, great person. She's another one who's got a big heart, does a lot of good stuff. She's a nurse, so clearly she's very caring about people. And she's a lot of fun. So I think everybody will really like her. She's gorgeous.
She is absolutely gorgeous. She's a model, part-time model, and a nurse. So, I mean, that's
Look at that combination, right? Yeah, that's definitely quite the catch, isn't it?
And I mean, like, you have to, I'm sure this came up, but, like, the fact that she probably came off, like, the front lines, you know, like, she's like a frontline worker during COVID.
Yeah. I mean, you know, being a nurse and everything, she's definitely in the front lines, taking care of people and putting herself in danger to take care of others. And, you know, that's what she signed up for, but that's the type of person she is. And, like I said, I'm excited for the rest of the world to get to know her. I think everybody's going to really like her.
And you're the one, I mean, at least this is what it says on the Bravo website. You're the one that kind of brought her into the mix. Like, you're the one that knew her before all this.
Yes. Yes. I knew Sierra.
So were you worried about her being able to hold her own? I mean, this is a wild group.
And no, you're absolutely right. And no, she's a strong woman though. And I figured she'd be able to hold her own.
That's good. Well, I can't wait to watch her. And, you know, I just think it's great to see, like, diversity and inclusion in the Hamptons on a Bravo TV show. I mean, that's the reality of the Hamptons.
100% agree with you. I 100% agree with you.
You know, like, there was all this talk about, like, certain Bravo shows, like, we're going to go out of our way. There wasn't really this buzz about that for Summer House. So when I saw her, I was like, Bravo, Bravo. Like, you got it right, you know? But she also fits. I mean, she knew you. Like, she is absolutely drop-dead gorgeous, and she's a nurse. Like, what more do you need to know?
Yeah. I mean, needless to say, if somebody's sick, at least we have a nurse there, right?
Well, hopefully she had a better first season than Jules did last season.
That's funny. Yeah, I think it's safe to say she probably did.
Well, that's good. I was hoping she fit in with everyone better than that.
No, she's an outgoing person. She's got a good personality.
Well, that's a step in the right direction. What about, like, have you kept in touch? Like, have you been talking? Like, I think I saw you had beers with Carl like a month or two ago in the city. Yeah. Like, have you kept in touch with everyone?
Yeah. I mean, we're friends. We're friends when we're not filming too, you know.
Totally.
it's not like we just, we're real friends. And like, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's the best part about this whole thing is you get to have fun with your friends. And, you know, like I said, fortunate enough for me after the first year, I was able to walk away with a great group of friends. And I mean, I literally, I talked to Carl and Kyle and, you know, Danny and, you know, Linz and everybody, like, we talk all the time.
Like, you guys completely talk, like, when you're not filming throughout the whole year.
100%. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Like, I invited them all here if they want to come visit me, you know, when I'm here. And, like, we're all really tight. We're all super close.
Well, that's, I mean, I know you don't watch a lot of reality TV, but that's, I think, what makes this show. I mean, there's other shows like that, but not really. A lot of shows, you're cast and you're kind of friends, but do you think all the housewives hang out when they're not filming? I can tell you the answer is resoundingly no. So, I mean, that's great to know that you guys all hang out when you're not filming.
Oh my God, are you kidding me? We're like, let's have beers and watch football like every Sunday and like eat wings and shit like that. Like, this, we're just normal friends wanting to have a good time and hang out.
That's amazing. Well, I'm glad the new season is back. Anything else that I didn't bring up that you would like to cover? I have my own agenda, so I always like to give people a chance at the end to bring up anything.
Honestly, there's a couple of things. I'm doing something with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society for the month of January, where you can sign up and join my team. I have the link posted on my Instagram where people can sign up and join my team. We're called the Grizzly Bears, and we're basically, it's like a fitness challenge for the month of January, and you pick how many miles you want to do, whether it's running, rowing, biking, whatever, swimming. And then we're just trying to raise money for them, challenge ourselves, stay in shape after eating all this holiday food and probably drinking some alcohol. And then, you know, going to dedicate the month of January to getting fit and raising money for a good cause. So check that out on my Instagram. What else do I have? Oh, this probably won't air before Christmas, but I was going to say, make sure if you can donate to the Salvation Army. And there's a lot of families right now that, you know, especially because of COVID, are struggling with, you know, finances and putting food on the table, keeping a roof over their head and providing a Christmas for their kids. And I just think it's important to maybe, you know, buy some gifts for the Salvation Army. You can do it all online or go to your local food shelf and, you know, bring some food for people because, there's a lot of people that need it this year. And I think it's important. So, and if you want to check out my new fragrance, check it out on my website, arcoshop.com.
I'm not exaggerating. I have about 150 fragrances. I'm just one of those people. Like, I truly feel naked by leaving the house if I don't put a fragrance on. And I'm a Gemini. Yeah. So I like a lot of variety. Like, what scents are in your fragrance?
Oh, wow.
Like, what does it smell like? Like, I imagine it's woody. Yeah. I'm just making that up.
No, you're not. It is kind of woodsy. When we created the fragrance, we came up with, hold on. Paul, are you on the phone? Are you on the phone?
I mean, cause you're woodsy. Are
you? Yeah. Hold on. Sorry. I'm in my cabin.
That's okay. We're having a behind the scenes look at your, you know, your life. It's fine.
Yeah, no worries. But my, my men's fragrance is, when I first created it, I had named it Smoky Drink
Oh, I like that.
And yeah, but it's, I don't know how to really describe it other than the fact that it embodies like a Renaissance man. Like it's like woodsy, smoky kind of, but not too much. I mean, I have all my fragrances written on my website if you want to look at that, but I'm just trying to give you like,
yeah,
like her name was like, when it encompasses what I think the Renaissance man should smell like, or woman. And I say that in the sense that it's actually very unisex. My sister said that she would wear it. She actually, when I was creating it, she put it on and she actually said, she's like, it's so good. She's like, I could smell it. Like the next day when I got up, like I was still like from wearing it the day prior, I could still smell it before I took a shower. And I was like, all right, cool. That's good. but she said she would wear that. And then, you know, the women's fragrance called, her name was Lily. It's hard to explain how they smell, other than smell really good, is all I can say, I guess.
I'm going to check it out. And one more thing, speaking of charities, didn't you auction off your engagement ring for a charity?
Yep. For the Leukemia Lymphoma Society.
Oh, so that's great.
Yep.
So that raised money. That's over with. So there you go. Well, I really appreciate this. I know you're busy shoveling snow and getting your cabin ready. Cool. But
yeah, it's fine. I'm going to hop on the four-wheeler when I get – I couldn't talk to you if I was on the wheeler. I'm actually going to just plow the rink with my four-wheeler.
Well, there you go. But yeah, let's keep in touch. Time. You'll have to come back on, like, you know, as the season progresses and, you know, as each week.
I'd love to, man. Anytime. You just reach out. I know it's – my schedule is crazy and everything. And sometimes it's a pain in the ass trying to get me on. And I apologize for that. But I'm happy to come on anytime that it works. So
I appreciate it. Well, this is your second time. So now you're an official friend of the show.
Awesome, brother. Thank you so much. And I'm really thankful. Thank you for having me on and have an amazing Christmas. Have a great new year and stay safe and healthy. And also thanks to all the nurses, the doctors, all the essential workers, and then of course our military men and women for everything they do for us.
Awesome. I agree with that. So, and I will talk to you soon.
Okay, brother. Thank you so much.
Take care, Lance. All right. Bye.
David, cheers. Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me, and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.